What is it that sets you apart from other people? Find that and tap into that. Maybe that secret, that thing that makes you unique. That's why you always talk about authenticity. When you hear people say, be authentic, be real, be honest, because that is like your unfair advantage. Hey you, Wagwan, what's cracky lacking? Are you Gucci? Cause I'm Gucci. Izo ni salamu ni mwapea enough for the whole year. How are you doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. I'm feeling high, Reman. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling happy. I hope you're feeling the same way. When you immediately, like my mission in this life, my due diligence, my purpose in this life is that when someone clicks on this, on any episode of my pod, they just feel like happy. Like my energy, I hope it transmits to the person on the other side. That's all I want. That's all I want. Anyway, welcome to this episode. This is episode 119 to be exact. I'm super excited to be here. And if you're wondering, who is this noisemaker? My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. So first things first, I was wondering, I'm on episode 119 and we're almost getting to the half of the year. Like next month is June and I'm yet to get, my goal was to get 200 episodes now this year, because last year I made it to 100. I really think I want to make it to 200 episodes by the end of the year. The question is, will I? Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, first things first, I joined film school. If you listen to the last episode, I told you guys, and it's been 1 week of film school, and y'all didn't tell me, y'all didn't warn me, like no one prepared me. Film school is hectic. It's tedious. A lot. Like I'm back to assignments. I can't believe this is my life right now. I am back to assignments. I'm back to cuts. Oh my God. But it's crazy. But it's also fun. The point is, it's something that I love. I'm doing something that I love, and that's literally all that matters. So yeah, film school week one done. How many more weeks to go? I don't even know. I can't count because I'll give up. So yeah, and then guys, oh my God, I have big news. I have like big news. Guess what? Like drum rolls, guys. I need some drum rolls. You won't believe what just happened. So, your girl is going to be on TV. That is so crazy. I'm going to be on TV. So, yeah. Let me give you guys the gist. So, I got a new TV gig. I'll be co-hosting a TV show on Triple P TV. If you're in Kenya, you know Triple P TV. It's a free-to-air channel. So, as long as you have a TV in your house, you can actually watch it. So, this girl, your girl, is going to be on TV. Can you imagine that? That is crazy. Like, never in my wildest dreams would I have thought I would be on TV. Like, I used to think that if I was ever to make it on TV, like, maybe as an actress, like, kidogo, maybe as an actress, but not as a TV show host. That is not one thing I saw happening to me this year. But, yo, I got an opportunity and I'm actually gonna, it's the, my show, it's okay, let me give you the gist. I'll be co-hosting a show alongside VDJ Jones. If you're in Kenya, you know him. If you're Kenyan, you listen to Kenyan music, you know him. I'll be co-hosting a show alongside him, and the show will be airing on Triple P TV from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Saturday. Guys, I need you to watch TV. If you haven't been watching and you're a speaker, yeah, it's time for you to find that remote and watch me. Like, it's only once per week. I need you guys to support me. And then I need you to, like, if you watch me, please tag me on my socials so that I can see. I can see you guys. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking for you guys, from you guys. That's all. That's all. So I'm super like, what does it mean actually? I don't know. I think I don't believe it yet until it happens, until that day I see myself on TV there blabbing. That is the day I'll believe it, because honestly, I've not believed it fully. Like, I'm okay, is this real? Is this, are these people like playing with my head? So I won't, I won't fully believe it until I see myself on TV. But it's so crazy, like, I can't believe it. I am going to be a TV show host. My God, that is not something I saw coming, but I'm super excited for this new journey. It's like something new. I've never been on TV before. I've never actually done a TV show. I've never co-hosted a TV show. So this is like basically something so new for me. I've been on radio before, but TV, not yet. So I'm super excited for this journey. I'm super excited for this new path. And like where it's gonna lead me, man. I'm just looking forward to, yeah, everything. So yeah. Check out, it's from 18th May next Saturday. If I'm not wrong, next Saturday is going to be 18th May. So tune in and see your girl, a TV girl. I'm not a TV girl. Yeah, so see me. You're going to see me from 7 p.m. I mean, the Kenyan Drive Show. That's the name of the show. And you're going to see your girl over there making big moves or nothing. So yeah, super excited for that. Anyway, let's go right into the episode. Today we're going to be talking about unfair advantage. What is an unfair advantage? Basically, that those are just advantages you didn't necessarily earn, but can leverage things you have. Like, when God created us, everyone is unique in their own. Like, all of us, as long as you're created by God, God created us. Like, we have one thing. That makes us unique, that separates us from the whole world. Every individual has that thing that makes them different from the whole world. And basically, that's just an unfair advantage. It may not be in your physical appearance. It may be in your, like, your mind. You're smart. It may be in a lot of things. How you react, your physical appearance, how you react to things, how you talk to people, your emotionally. Like, it's a lot of things. So basically, unfair advantages you didn't necessarily earn, but can leverage what you have in it. It's different from hard work. It's about natural talents, starting points. And I thought about it because I got this opportunity, and I really got this TV opportunity, like, in a, like, a crazy way, in a weird way, like something I didn't see coming. It's not something that I said, okay, now I went to an interview, I applied, I was shortlisted. No, it's someone who, like, they approached me because of my podcast, guys, because of my podcast, which is so crazy. So it's not something I saw coming, and that really got me thinking. So this podcast is like, I can say that this podcast is something like an unfair advantage. It's something that it gave me this position. It is something that is that gave me that position. As much as I did, okay, I won't lie that I studied like journalism. No, I didn't. But I got this opportunity because of the podcast. So like in this case, in this scenario, the podcast is like my unfair advantage. Like basically an unfair advantage is something you use, something you have, something that's in you that makes you have unfair advantage over other people, makes you have priority before other people because of something you have that they do not have. So this advantage can mean a lot of things. Actually, it can mean a lot of things when it comes to social capital, where you come from, like your family. If you come from, like, I was reading, there's a tweet I was seeing the other day that said, as much as you work hard, as much as you work, how it doesn't matter how hard you work, but generational wealth will beat hard work anytime. You will toil for years, but the person who comes from a family with generational wealth, they're like already way above you. Like they have an unfair advantage over you because of coming from a good family, coming from family networks, family where you have connections, you're connected to jobs, you're connected, you can access opportunities easily, you can access mentors easily, like you have access to a lot of things because of your family. So that's like social capital. That is like having an unfair advantage. And then there is like financial capital. That is also an unfair advantage. If you have money and resources that open doors, like you have, because a lot of things, the money makes the world go round. A lot of things need money in this life. Even starting a business, even getting sometimes a job, you need money. Yeah. But yeah, so if you have that money, as long as even if you don't have the skills, sometimes money can beat some of the skills. As long as you have the money, the resources, those resources can open doors. So that's also a type of unfair advantage. And then there's the intellectual advantage. You are smart. Your brain can literally open doors for you. If you are good intellectually, if you have you're so intelligent, that alone is like an unfair advantage, because not everyone is smart. Honestly, not everyone is smart. So if you have that, you had like the best education, you had early access to learning, that can also serve as an unfair advantage. It can put you above others. Yeah, it can. Also, your location, where you are resided, that can also serve as an unfair advantage, because being born in a particular country or environment, that is already an unfair advantage. Like those people, I feel like those people who are born in like first world countries, Kenya is a third world country. Those people born in like first world countries, they have an unfair advantage over us who are born in third world countries. To them, they can easily access jobs. Here, over here, it's like so hard to get jobs. There, it's so easy to access jobs. It's easy to access a lot of things. So yeah, that is also an unfair advantage. And not necessarily coming, not, and this doesn't only apply to country. Also, location means, have you ever been in a situation where someone is smart? I've heard of these stories a lot of time, where someone was so smart, they passed their high school exams, the KCSE exams, but they never made it to uni. I was listening to certain podcasts, someone said that their brother passed highly, they were even called to Starehe Boys, but they didn't make it there because they lived in the village, his parents couldn't afford to take him to university, which is so crazy. So that's like a wasted brain. Like He wasted his smartness. His smartness was wasted because of his location. His location. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It did not serve him well. So your location can serve as an unfair advantage to you. Like me, I was even thinking today, when I got this opportunity, when I got this TV gig, I'm thinking, so this means that if this was like 2 years ago and I got this opportunity and I was still living in Kisumu, I would have missed that opportunity because of my location. Because this job required me to be living in Nairobi, because they asked me, are you residing in Nairobi? I was like, yeah. So that means that if I was still living in Kisumu and then I got this opportunity, I would have missed this opportunity because of my location, because of where I resided, which is so crazy. So your location can serve as an unfair advantage. So me being in Nairobi right now and this opportunity getting me right now, that is like an unfair advantage, which is so dope. And then your personality, your charisma, that is also a type of advantage. That is also a type of an unfair advantage. Like if you have that personality or charisma that just naturally draws other people in, you just naturally attract people. Like people just wanna be around you. People just wanna talk to you. That is something that can work in your advantage. That is not everyone has that. Not everyone has that charisma. Not everyone has that type of personality. So if you have that, you can actually use that to your advantage. Some people just, when people just want to be close to you, people love you, that is something that can open many doors of opportunities for you. And then early exposure, that is also an unfair advantage. When you have access to books at an early age, access to technology, when you learn, there are places where kids start learning languages when they're so young. Immediately they start talking, they start teaching them like different languages, maybe French, maybe German, maybe Spanish. So this kid, when they grow up, they already have like that unfair advantage. They can speak several languages. They have access to books. They started learning this in an they were early they were exposed early. So that is like that can serve as an unfair advantage, early exposure. So why am I talking about this? Someone's gonna wonder. So you're just blabbing unfair advantage. How does that concern you? So unfair advantages really helps. They can leverage you to positions you never thought. They can open those opportunities for you. That's why this episode is about like encouraging you to be so self-aware. Be so self-aware that you know you are at fair advantage. What is it that makes you different from other people? What is it that sets you apart from other people? Find that and tap into that. Maybe that secret, that thing that makes you unique. That's why you always talk about authenticity. When you hear people say, be authentic, be real, be honest, because that is like your unfair advantage. Because when I do something and another person does it, we're not gonna do it the same. We all have different, we have been built different. We all are different. We have been built different. We think different. We view things differently. So that is your uniqueness. Your unfair advantage is your uniqueness. And I think, and I know, not even I think, I know everyone has an unfair advantage. So it's up to you to find what's your an unfair advantage? What makes you stand out? What is that one thing that you do so well that no one can, like no one can do it like you? That is where you have to tap into. That is where hapo ndo unaweza toka block. Maybe ujui. Pengine ujui. Maybe hapo tu ndo kismart yako iko. So yeah, you need to find. The reason why I'm recording this is because I wanted to encourage you guys, find your an unfair advantage. Tap into that, leverage that for your success, leverage that for opportunities. And how do you identify it? Reflect. How do you identify your own unfair advantage? So reflect on what's been easier for you than others. What is that something that you do just easily? It comes to you easily. You can do it while you are asleep, like it's literally so easy. Don't struggle, you don't put too much effort. Reflect on that. What's been easier for you than others? That is your unfair advantage. What do people often say you're naturally good at? What do people say? Eh, tupikie venye watu pikianga ile chapo yako. Unasikanga mtu anakwambia eh, tupikie ile chapo yako, tupikie venye unapikanga. So what do people often say you're naturally good at? Listen to that. By the way, many a times people see us more than we see ourselves. Like people will notice what you're good at before even at times you yourself you notice. So what do people often say you're naturally good at? Tap into that. What resources have you had access to that others may not? Tap into that. Like what resources do you have access? What opportunities do you have access? Like what do you have that other people may have not had access to, may have not gotten an opportunity to do something? Tap into that. That is your unfair advantage. Use it responsibly and don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty. That is your unfair advantage. And everyone has an unfair advantage. I was even reading a comment. What is it? A tweet someone said, the harsh truth that people usually do not want to hear is that people are going to succeed more than you, whether you think they deserve it not, which is a bitter truth, but is actually true. Whether you think someone deserves it, that's why you'll see someone like a musician. Let's say a musician. Let me give an example. Music. Okay, they're like dope artists, and then they're like dope artists. And then you find this dope artist, like they're so successful, they're getting shows, they're going on tour worldwide, and then you know this very talented artist, very like their music is so good, their voice is to die for, but then they never made it out of the block. Like a few people know about their music, they don't get gigs as much as often as the other artist. And then you're like, okay, this is so unfair, this is not right. But actually maybe they have an unfair advantage. So that is some really harsh truth. And then there's this where these smart people, someone also tweeted, I was looking at a thread, this was like a thread, the smartest person you've met lives in a rural area and couldn't continue past high school because of circumstances. That is totally correct. That is an example I also used. And then there's this opportunity effect. When you get opportunities, when opportunities just land on your lap, you get access to those opportunities. That is also an unfair that is also an unfair advantage. Also, hard work. Hard work also doesn't, hard work alone doesn't guarantee success, but every success story requires hard work. Hard work by the way doesn't guarantee success. Someone who has connections, someone who has good networks can actually make it before someone who like really works hard. So that was so crazy. So you need to find your find your unfair advantage. Use it wisely. Use it to your advantage. That's why it's called unfair advantage. Use it to lift others. Use it to lift yourself first, by the way, before you lift others. Use it to lift yourself first. Use it to give yourself opportunities. Use it to lift others. Then you can use it to also mentor or open more doors for yourself. Acknowledge it without letting it define your entire worth. Acknowledge that, okay, this is my unfair advantage. Acknowledge it and don't let it define your entire growth, because it gives you like a head start. Having that unfair advantage already is a head start. It already gives you a head start towards success, towards the finish line, towards being successful. As long as you identify that, oh my God, I think you're on the right path. This is like something I recently learned, and it's something I think I've been knowing I have it, but I actually never knew that is what it's called. You ever thought of it? Because I know like, okay, there's something, I know I can do this differently from everyone. I never thought about it, it's called an unfair advantage. So now I have it, the word. So find yours. Find what is you, what makes you stand out from others. What do you think is your unfair advantage? And how are you going to use it to leverage your success, to leverage opportunities? That's all I came to remind you guys today, because today this podcast served as an unfair advantage to me, and I got this TV gig. And actually, this podcast has served as an unfair advantage to me several times. I can't even lie. It has, like, the opportunity is just someone calls me because, yeah, I saw your show. Come, let's do this. So this is like one of my unfair advantages. So find yours. My other unfair advantage is, like, I have a bewitching smile. Me, I will smile at you. Hey, until you give me whatever I want, I will smile at you. I will seduce you with my smile until you give me whatever I want. So that is something I actually know it's my unfair advantage, because I have like a gap on my teeth, and a lot of people tell me, I love your gap. So that's why I smile more, so that people can see my smile and give me whatever I want. That is crazy. Anyway, guys, I hope by the time you listen, you're finishing this episode by now, I hope you've started thinking about what your unfair advantage is. Use it, leverage it for success, man. Sometimes that is, you need to tap into what you have as an individual, what God has given you as an individual. And maybe you're going to be successful, okay? Anyway, I'm going to have to love and leave you over here. Remember to check out my social media platforms, Awino Awiti. Guys, I've created some nice content for the Busha brand that I was working with. It's called Cryptocurrency. It's called Busha. It's a cryptocurrency brand. And yeah, it's going to be on your feed soon. I sent it for approval, so I'm going to upload it sometime this week. So check out my Instagram, Awino Awiti. Follow me. Interact with my posts so that I can get the shmoney, guys. I can get the shmoney. And then also my YouTube Unspoken Podcast, KE. I dropped a vlog. If you haven't watched it, you're not an OG speaker. If you haven't watched it, you're not an OG speaker. And also my TikTok, you know, it's okay. Okay. Be safe, and I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.